Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, said travelers who are fully vaccinated from various countries will receive reduced quarantine. Ms. John said some travelers will be allowed to quarantine at home if their households are fully vaccinated.
If you're leaving St. Vincent, I think all of the countries right now are requesting a PCR test. So you need to find out, one, from the country in which you are going, what's their request. If you're coming into St. Vincent, anybody coming into St. Vincent, whether you're coming by air, by sea, by a private plane, by a shared commercial flight, we need a PCR test at least 72 hours prior to your travel. It could be 24, it could be 48, and it needs to be a PCR, not a rapid antigen test, not a rapid antibody test. It needs to be a PCR test, and it needs to be a nasal swab, which means it needs to be the swab that goes into your nose and not your mouth. The second thing is that if you are fully vaccinated, there is a reduced quarantine time. So if you are very high risk, if you're coming from like India and Brazil, you're considered very high risk. So your quarantine is reduced from 21 to 14. If you are high risk, your quarantine is reduced from 14 to 48 hours. High risk countries, which is what I think a lot of persons are interested in, can get a reduced quarantine time, 48 hours at a hotel, or you can quarantine at your residence. One, if everybody in your house is fully vaccinated, and everybody in your house also needs to be on quarantine for that 48-hour period with you. If you are doing in a private home, let's say you have an apartment or anywhere separate like that, you can also send in your request to coronavirustaskforcesvg@gmail.com, and you can give all the information about your request for a home quarantine.
Health Promotions Officer Shanika John. Regionally, Prime Minister of Barbados Mia Mottley said more than 65,000 people in Barbados are now fully vaccinated. In the Dominican Republic, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 317,645. Internationally, Uganda's president has imposed a 42-day lockdown following a dramatic rise in coronavirus infections. Several African countries have witnessed a sharp rise in COVID-19 infections. The third wave seems to be affecting primarily a younger population aged between 20 and 39. Meanwhile, UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock said he hopes to exempt fully vaccinated people from the requirement to isolate for 10 days if they come into contact with someone who has COVID-19. A current trial is offering daily rapid testing as an alternative to isolation. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.